what I like to emphasize that there were a big lot of people who worked very hard and really believed in the work that we were doing. The siphons, they were a very special project because it's a difficult project bringing these pipes underneath the rivers. The river was not rock, as on silt. If you realise the geology of this area, this whole area was underwater, under the seawater, quite recent in geological times. If you've seen the Denebuta area before and after, you would realise what it's achieved. When I took charge of the construction of the Denebuta Canal down to Bunnaloo, the line of the canal went through something like 15 farms. And I'd say of those 15 farms, not more than two were occupied by people. They were just bare and desolate. There was practically nothing there. Down near Bunnaloo, you got into Caldwell area, and it was wasn't too bad there, but most of the area was hopeless. A few years ago, I went for a drive down there, and the change is just staggeringly. It looks so prosperous. It's unbelievable. That area was nothing without it. Undoubtedly, the irrigation has brought problems. One of the problems was the salting in the Warkool area. But all the problems that we've had have been reasonably overcome over the years.